Hi guys, welcome back to Money Savvy with Sonali. So today, as promised, I'm going to be talking to you guys about what exchange traded funds are and what are the benefits of investing in ETFs. Now, I did touch on this last week in my podcast where I gave you guys an overview of how to invest in an overview of the share markets and shares in general. And I did touch on and say that exchange traded funds are a good way to get the benefits of diversification. So today I'm going to delve deeper into the subject so that you can get an idea and go and see if this is something that's suitable for you. Now, before we get started, as always, I do want to remind you guys that this is general advice only. What I discuss here is for educational purposes only. It is not meant to be personal financial advice. If you do want personal advice, please contact me on sonali@tomorrowfs.com.au and I would be more than happy to help. All right, let's get started. So, what are ETFs? Now, to explain what ETFs are, I think I'm going to use an analogy. So let's think of it this way. There's a family, there's a mom and a dad, and two kids. The two kids are 10 and 15. Now, every week these guys go grocery shopping. Typically, it's the mom and the dad who go grocery shopping. So when they do, they can get a shopping trolley and pick and choose the items that they would need for the week, the essentials, the extra stuff. So the mom or the dad would know what brands they would use, what, how much of each to get. Now, think of it this way. If the kids went shopping, they wouldn't really have too much of an idea on where to start or how much of each thing to get or which brands to get or whether they're going to be paying too much for a particular item or not. So think if the shopping, the supermarket had pre-packaged shopping trolleys for these guys saying, this is a shopping trolley full of essentials for a family of four, or this is a shopping trolley full of fruits and vegetables that will be suitable for a family of four, or dairy items suitable for a family of four. And all the kids need to do is essentially pick one of those, get to the checkout, pay, and be on their merry way. Things would be so much easier for them. Now, exchange traded funds are a little bit like that. So essentially, someone else has done the shopping for you and there are pre-packaged shares, parcels of shares that you can buy and gain exposure in one fell swoop, essentially. So one investment and you can gain exposure to a lot of asset classes or a lot of industry sectors or a particular region or a country, whereas if you were relatively inexperienced, you wouldn't really know where to start or which shares to pick or how you would go about doing the analysis that's required to pick shares in a particular company or how much of each to get or what sort of exposure you should have to a particular sector or whether you are doing the right thing or if you're paying too much for it. So essentially, exchange traded funds help out the novice investors to gain exposure to the stock market in whatever area that they choose without essentially having to do a lot of the background work. Now, what sort of exposures can you get with exchange traded funds? There are so many ETFs traded on the stock market. If you want exposure to the Australian share market as a whole, you can do that. There, if you want exposure to the top 200 companies in the Aussie stock exchange, there are ETFs for that. There are ETFs for US exposure, top 500 companies in the US or Asian markets or emerging markets or gold or, you know, you name it. There's an ETF for it. There's tech ETFs and so depending on how you want your portfolio structured, you could essentially even think about putting together a few different ETFs, giving you regional exposure or countrywide exposure or sector exposure, which means that you can pick and choose and get a really beautifully diversified portfolio using just a few ETFs. Whereas if you, and this is particularly useful if you are putting a lower amount of money into the market, because essentially it gives you the benefit of diversification without having to spread your investments too thin by individual shares. Now, another thing to think about. So going back to my analogy, now the supermarket has some work to do in pre-packaging those shopping trolleys. So therefore, one would assume that they would put a little bit of a fee on that. So essentially, it's the same with ETFs as well. So on top of the usual brokerage that is associated with buying and selling stocks on the stock exchange, on top of that, when you buy ETFs, you will have to pay a management expense fee within that ETF, because the fund manager essentially charges you a fee for doing the work and pre-packaging those shares for you. Now, it is not as high as what you would pay within a managed fund. With a managed fund, the fund manager essentially just sits there, does all of the research, and puts a lot of effort into putting together that portfolio for you. Whereas with an ETF, they usually track or replicate an index. So a particular index is essentially a basket of shares that's widely recognized as the benchmark to use when you are measuring your performance on a year-to-year basis. So say, for example, the ASX 200 is an index. So an ETF fund manager would essentially look at that, look at the top 200 companies that's in that index, and pretty much replicate that and parcel up those shares and present it to you as an ETF. So because they're not doing a lot of work, they don't charge a huge fee. So essentially, the novice investors can get a pretty good parcel of shares for a relatively lower fee than if you were in an actively managed fund. So, which is another benefit of using ETFs. And also, there's the added benefit when compared to managed funds of being able to trade on the stock exchange. So, it's the convenience is just, it's really easy. Whereas with managed funds, there's a lot of paperwork and all of that if you wanted to trade. Now, another thing to remember is when you are looking at ETFs, if you end up buying it, always remember there's going to be some paperwork that you're going to have to fill out. And especially if you buy overseas international ETFs, there's going to be extra paperwork on top of the usual ones that you would get when you buy a share that you would need to fill out. So make sure you don't ignore them, because those are required for the way the tax is calculated, and to make sure that the US, if it's a US ETF, for example, there are international tax treaties and things like that that's required, because they want to make sure that, you know, they get their portion if you are a US citizen and all of that. So make sure you send through the relevant paperwork when you get it, and don't ignore it. There's another thing to think about when you are looking at ETFs, that's if you are actually paying the value of the ETF. So going back to my shopping trolley analogy, if you go to the checkout counter and you pay for that shopping trolley, you want to make sure that you pay the same amount of money that you would pay if you had bought those individual items. So you don't want to pay more than what those items are worth. So same thing with ETFs. There's something called the net asset value. You want to make sure that you don't pay more than what those shares are actually worth. So this is where, you know, things can get a little complicated. And if you are really looking at pursuing this, it might be worthwhile to speak to a qualified advisor. So I'm more than happy to help you on that front if you want to sort of look at this in more detail. But just be mindful that you do need to keep an eye on the net asset value of the ETFs as well. And also, there are some funds that are domiciled in Australia and also some that are domiciled in US. So there's a few laws that you need to be mindful of as well. So that's another thing to keep in mind. But overall, exchange traded funds offer people the benefit of diversifying into a lot of asset industry sectors and regions and countries with relatively low fees compared to managed funds. So it's a really attractive option, especially for investors who are starting out, who are not that experienced in doing the research necessary to get individual shares, and therefore would greatly benefit off in accessing something like ETFs through the share market. So I hope this has been useful. My next podcast I'm thinking of doing is how to go about practically getting into the stock market. What are the steps that you are required to do, and how do you set up accounts and things like that. So hopefully that would be useful as well. If you guys would like me to cover anything else in terms of investing, please feel free to email me. My email address is sonali@tomorrowfs.com.au, and I will see if I can oblige. But until I see you next time, have a good week. Bye.